Let's start off by talking about, you saw some one-on-one matchups today. Brought over field one with the tight ends and the safeties and the running backs and the linebackers. First time we did that, really emphasis in protection and attacking protections with our linebackers and running backs. I think it was a really, really good learning session. We need to do that more often, especially before our first preseason game. I think those reps are invaluable. Plus the coverage, you know, tight coverage against the tight ends. Just overall, really good work. Got in a situation, sudden change opportunity, where we got the coaches off the field. It was our first move the ball situation. Coaches off the field, players are in the huddle by themselves, no coaches around, and then it was a move the ball. Good, finished up with that tight red zone, four plays, really, really competitive situation, and overall went very good. As far as offense and defense, thought the first couple periods, defense did really, really well. Really well. 7-on-7 offense bounced back, and then as you saw it play out from there. But well, I was very pleased with how the defense bounced back today, in those, especially in those first two sessions.
What's the update with Clemens?
Clemens is doing good. Each day, I think he's making very good progress. I can't say when it's going to be. You know, I think we'll just wait to hear from Milo and Scott how they think he's doing, and some other people involved. So, but he's making really good progress.
At what point do you think he won't play against in the opener against Pittsburgh?
I would doubt he'll play in the opener. Okay. I wouldn't count on that.
What were Marquise's spirits like after another setback?
Well, I would say it was a wide variety of emotions. Right away, pretty down. You know, it felt like was heavy on his heart. But then after conversation, he came back. And then when he found the results, you know, I think, you know, his spirits were lifted a little bit and better today. So, you know, it's just tough. The guy's a really strong competitor and felt like he did everything right. And is just trying to figure out how does something like that take place. So, but spirits were good. Spirits were good.
Is he unlikely to play against Pittsburgh too?
Yeah, I would say with him, more week to week, I would say unlikely, though.
Colvin really stood out today. He almost had two picks. I know he had the one. What have you noticed in him this offseason?
Well, I think his competitiveness. Again, I said that about the ability to play both positions. And this was yesterday he got reps at the ones, and today he got reps at the ones. And so we're just trying to see how he looks with that group, see how he performs. So he's put together a couple good days now.
He should
be all right.
Awkwardly, is that?
No, I think it's just a little tight in his lower back, but should be okay.
So he should be able to go back.
Should be, yep.
You know, unveiled Tyson today, fullback, he tried that whole change too. But now we're talking about it since fans were here. How did you happen to come up with that idea in the first place?
Well, I think Tyson, the size, you know, and his mentality. And his athleticism, you know, to play some of the things that we're going to ask him to do. So we're just trying it out, see how it works.
Are you seeing anything with the backup linebackers that gives you any sense?
Yeah, Thurston is doing pretty good as a mic. You know, as a free agent, guy came in. He's got good speed, good agility. I think one of the things was, you know, how is he going to be in open field? And it's been a good surprise for us there. You know, Kyrie Fort is doing pretty good, too. I think the last couple of days is where he showed up. And hopefully, you know, the advantage of training camp, especially in our walkthrough, we get a chance of going split field, ones versus ones, twos versus twos. And those guys get a lot of reps. And I think that's been very helpful for him.
It's been limited reps, but how's Tyson looked at as a fullback?
Pretty good. As a fullback?
Yeah,
it's limited. He got in there for a session today. I think it'll be more important when you see him in a live rep.
Would you likely to try him in an exhibition game?
Yes.
You will try him and see
how it's
too early to say whether he'll actually try it or not. I mean, in a real game.
Oh, in a real game, yes, without a doubt. But you could see it in preseason.
How are the guys handling the heat so far?
Better today. Better today. I think yesterday it kind of hit them, but today I thought it went much better. They even mentioned that it was much better today. I thought he's doing good. He's another guy that stacked up a couple good practices. Now, I was down in one-on-one, so I didn't see him in 7-on-7. Felt like it went pretty good for him. I know he started off in team run. Defense was playing pretty tight coverage. Did a good job. But, you know, again, the throw to Hernsey down here in the tight red zone, you know, where he's going for it and giving the receiver a chance to make a play, that's what we're hoping to see out of him at this point, and he's doing it.
Does it encourage you to see him bounce back after throwing the pick and then obviously doing really well in the red
zone? That's what we had hoped right now, you know, and to come back and still have that aggressive nature.
Hey, Coach, Nick Marshall looked the part.
Yeah. You know what? Again, we talked about him getting some reps with the twos and the ones and just see how he holds up. And, you know, the challenge for us is this, is that we tell our corners to stay on top, which means take away the deep throw. But it's more of a conscious to stay on top. We still want them to compete with all the other routes and the challenges, but, you know, and that's what some of these guys are figuring out. Usually when they're young, they just say, okay, I did my job by staying on top. I stayed on top. But you still compete on all the other routes. So they're developing more conscious of what we want. And Nick, it's coming very quickly to him. And that's what's good.
So what are his positives as a player?
Nick?
Yeah.
A great poise, a really strong competitor, and, you know, his speed and instincts, I think, are really showing up. I really like him now. I think he's got a chance.
What is that to work on?
Well, I think, you know, all the combinations and stuff. The thing with him is not too big. You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, for him, he doesn't care who he's lining up against. And you know me, a guy with that mindset, it's awesome. And he shows that day after day.
Did he come to you at the Senior Bowl and say, hey, let me try
to be did.
So you must have taken that as a positive.
Yeah, I did. When you come on the field, he just had a quarterback meeting, and all the scouts are looking at him, and he comes up right before practice and wants to switch the corner with no meetings, you know, and is willing to put himself out there and, you know, and not know any of the calls or anything. I mean, that tells you a lot about him right there.
So you let him do it then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Michael Bennett
been a Where's little Pat? Bit? Jeez. I'm sorry. Three days in a row. Okay, go ahead.
Has Michael Bennett been a little bit of a surprise?
Yeah, his toughness. You know, I know Washer loves that part of him. And he had a couple good rushes down there, too. So we always knew his toughness in their double teams, one-on-one blocks. But the pass rush has been an added bonus.
So that makes you feel a little bit better than there.
Yeah, I mean, we're hoping he comes along. I mean, it'll be important, I think, this preseason to see where he's at.